Praise God. We have to acknowledge Jesus Christ for ourselves, that he is in fact the head of the church. You see, there are all kinds of religious organizations that call themselves churches, but they are not really churches unless they are of the body of Christ. Amen. But can I say something to you and to myself this morning? Praise God. It is not our task, praise God, to go out there and try to determine who is in fact part of the body of Christ. Amen. All we need to do is make sure that we got it straight. I said I wasn't going to preach, but I feel some preach coming on here. Praise God. We have to make sure, praise God, that we have it right. Praise God, because the church, in the broadest of sense, praise God, is the body of Christ, and it derives its origin and its power, praise God, from him. Amen. So when we look at that essential praise, he is, in fact, the body belongs to Christ. Can I tell y'all that again? It is not the pastor's church. It is not the deacon's church. It's not the usher's church. Praise God. The church belongs to Christ Jesus. Praise God. And once we get an understanding of that, praise God, we'll be able to go on and march on. But that third essential is that all members of the church are equally important. Amen. You see, each member of the church is important in three ways. First of all, each member is important to Christ. Amen. Regardless of what we may feel or think about a member in the body of Christ, Jesus cares and he takes care of them. And he wants to guide that member of his body. Praise God. Look what John chapter 16, verse 13 says. He says, and when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. In other words, it's Jesus who corrects us when we go astray. Praise God. It's Jesus who forgives us when we come back, praise God, to his realization, praise God, and ask forgiveness. It is in Jesus that each member realizes their full meaning, because they know, according to Acts 17, verse 28, for it is in him that we live. It is in him that we move. It is in him, praise God, that we have our being, praise God, because of what we host. We are all of his offspring. Amen. You see, not only is each member important to Christ, each member is important, praise God, to other members in the body. Amen. You see, in the church, it is the church that we find some of the most meaningful relationships, praise God, that we can ever find. Amen. I told you I was going to get back to the other night. You see, I'm glad, praise God, that I had the opportunity to cross paths with every last one of you all in here. Amen. Sister Anderson, I'm glad that when I looked at you on that film the other day, praise God, Deacon Eli, when I saw you on that film the other day, Brother Collins, when I saw you on that film the other day, when I saw Sister Elvini, Philip, praise God, and Brother Ashley, who's already gone home to be with the Lord, I got to tell you, praise God, my chest was sticking out. I was just as proud as a peacock. Praise God. And the reason why I say that, because you are important to me as another member of the body of Christ. Amen. And I appreciate the fact, praise God, that I had the opportunity, praise God, to cross paths with you. Amen. You see, I can remember many of the preachers, many of the deacons, many of the deaconess and the choir members, and even the members, praise God, in just about every church, praise God, that I've had the opportunity to journey thus far in this life. And praise God, and I'm so glad, praise God, that I had an opportunity to meet you. You know why? Sister Buckner, I could not make it without you. Praise God. We cannot make it without each other. Praise God. It's easier, praise God, for me to go through a struggle in life, praise God, when I know that I got other folk that's in this body, praise God, who has gone through some things, praise God, and I could look at them. I could look at Sister Lee. Praise God, one day I saw her laying in the hospital. But praise God, but guess what? She knew that she served a God that was going to get her off of that bed of affliction. You know how much incentive that gives me as a member of the body of Christ. Praise God. So we encourage each other. Praise God, because we understand. I understand that this is probably the reason why the Holy Spirit allowed the Hebrew writer, praise God, to write this verse in Hebrews 10:25 when he said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exalting one another. Praise God, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Praise God, Deacon Robinson, you just don't know how much, praise God, you mean to me. Yeah. Deacon Green, you don't know just how much, yeah, you mean to me. Yeah. Deacon Anderson, you don't know how much you mean to me. Yeah. Just the idea, praise God, of coming in contact with, yeah, you all, yeah, throughout this life. Let, yeah, me know, praise God, that there has got to be a blessing for me down the road. You see, but not only, praise God, amen, that the church is important to Christ. Not only is each member important to each other, but guess what? All members are important to the whole body. Well, yeah, just as some of the organism of the human body are inconspicuous, so are some of the members of the church. You see, some members do not attract a lot of attention, but they are vitally important, praise God, to the whole body. Amen. Can I park there for just a minute? Praise God. Let me just park there for just a minute. I look at Deacon Antoine. He's quiet, praise God. But you know something? He's just as important to the body as anybody else. Amen. Don't let nobody fool you. Praise God. I look at the ushers back there. Sometimes ushers feel as though they are left out in left field. But can I tell you something, ushers? Don't you feel like you left out in left field just because you don't say a whole lot? Praise God. Because I say this, the usher is just as important as me, the preacher. Amen. You know how I can say that? Because if the usher is ugly with the folk coming inside the building, if they're ugly with folks just coming in the building, praise God, the preacher may not have anybody to preach to. So ushers, don't you ever feel as though that you are a second-class citizen, praise God, in the church. You are vitally important to us, praise God. We all, not only this, praise God, we all have gifts, and we should utilize the gifts we have for the welfare of the entire body. Praise God. Some of y'all, amen, in here can organize. Some of y'all can come on and make speeches. Some of y'all got talents to deal with the technology that we have. Praise God. I look at Sister Pearl, who has the ability to put all of them pictures together, praise God, and give us a collage of our lives and all that. I believe I asked her one day, I said, you need to teach me how to do that because I don't have the smarts to do that. But guess what? I don't need the smarts because guess what? She's doing it, praise God. And all of that put together, praise God, help the whole entire body, praise God. So all members, praise God, we are to complement each other. But the fourth essential that I find, praise God, is that the church is dependent on Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. In that 15th chapter of John, John shares with us something in the 15th chapter. Pray, y'all, you Bible readers know what it is. He said that I am the vine. Praise God in me. Praise God, and you are the branches. Praise God, and in me, praise God, you can. I'm a paraphrase. You live, amen. You see, he's trying to let us know that the vine, praise God, he is the vine, praise God, but we are what? The branches, amen. Let me just tell you something about the branch. You see, no branch can live apart from the vine. Oh, no, you see, and see, in the church, each one of us has a relationship to Christ and to others. But we must lean and depend on Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, Christ is the very source of our life and our strength. Just as the vine brings the moisture and the nourishment, praise God, from the earth on up through the vine. So Christ is the source of our energy and our power. And apart from him, praise God, we would perish. Praise God. I know that some people think that their strength comes from money. Praise God. Or from their looks. Or, praise God, from their material possession. But I'm glad to stand here this morning, praise God, and let the world know, praise God, that my strength comes from the Lord, praise God. I'm talking about the Lord who made heaven and earth. You see, we depend on Christ for meaning in life. Amen. Next to life itself in importance is a thing called meaning. Amen. Because Christ gives us direction. Christ gives us purpose. Christ gives us meaning in life. Praise God. He leads and guides us unto all truth. Praise God. Through the Spirit that he has planted on the inside of each of us. But praise God, must I go to my seat now? Praise God. The final thing that I see, praise God, is that the church is one. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. The church is one. Praise God. There are not two churches. The church is one. And as I look at this nature of the church, I'm talking about one body in Christ Jesus. Amen. I said I wasn't going to preach, but I feel some preach coming on. Praise God. I have looked, amen, at how the church is like the human body. It is a single functioning organism. I've looked at how the church is Christ's body. Not any religious organization, but Christ's body itself. I've looked at how the members are equally important. They are important to Christ. They're important to each other. And they are important to the whole body. I looked at how the church depends upon Jesus Christ.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Juan Lavelle takes you further into the Word of God.
God is wanting us to be just like him. He made us to be just like him. And so there's not going to be any liars in his camp. There's not going to be any deceivers in his camp. There's not going to be people that will say one thing and then do another one. I preach God's word one time, and then the next time they're in cahoots with the